Thanks so much for joining us on the show today, Gretchen.
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So let's start off. Just tell us a little bit about what Mancus Food Share is and how it began.
Awesome. Mancus Food Share is a program based in Mancus where we are trying to address the food needs in the community, especially around hunger and food insecurity, through a really broad scope. So we're trying to look at all the different facets of hunger and where can we actually change the dynamic in our community so that people have access to enough food. And it began through a lot of dedicated community members having conversations and being a part of what's already happening and folks banding together and saying we need to do a little bit more. And so that's how it started.
What is the need in our community and how has that been identified before Mancus Food Share started?
So there's a few different ways to look at the need. In terms of statistics, in Colorado, 1 in 7 people deals with hunger. An easy way to look at it on a very local level is through free and reduced lunch rates. And so in Mancus, we have 59% of our student body is on free and reduced lunch.
Wow, that's quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. So it's a high level, and that's specifically looking at kids. So that's really honing in on what percentage of our kids maybe don't have enough food at home. And then there's other folks in the community who maybe aren't quite as out in the open, like the elders, old folks that live alone. So it's a little bit harder to come up with numbers, but just by conversation and being part of the community, it's visible that there's folks that are struggling to keep enough food in the shelves.
So tell us what's going on at the Mount Lookout Grange. I hear there's a lot of exciting things going on.
Yeah. So, the Mount Lookout Grange is an awesome building that we have in Mancus where we do all sorts of things, and it's available for rental, so it's very well used. And we have a small kitchen in there, which tends to be where the heart of all the action is. And what we're hoping to do is knock out the back wall in the kitchen and make it bigger and create a commercial kitchen in there. And then extend even further off the end of the kitchen and put space for a food pantry there so that we have a well-stocked and sizable room for food.
Would the community have access to this kitchen? And, you know, how are you kind of delegating who comes and goes and how are you getting food in and out of a pantry?
Great questions. The kitchen would definitely be available for rental. We don't have every single detail figured out yet. It's more the big vision that we're working with right now. But definitely want to have it available for rental so people can start cottage businesses and run cottage businesses using that kitchen. And also for educational purposes, cooking classes and things like that. And then just general community use, events and things. And the pantry will be stocked in several different ways. We do fundraising and food drives. We take donations. A lot of the local churches are very supportive. And then we also plan on working through Care and Share, which is the statewide food bank that services our area. And currently we purchase food through the P&D grocery store in Mancus, and they're very supportive and very helpful with what we're doing.
So it looks like having more storage space might also lend to being able to provide more local food to the other food pantries in the area and soup kitchens. Is that right?
Yes. And that's the beauty of having the kitchen right there, too. Like this year we have apricots just falling off the trees. Everybody knows where the apricot trees are. And one of the staples in our pantry is jelly. We always have peanut butter and jelly. And so if we had the kitchen right there next to the pantry, we could rally people and have a big jam making day and stock our pantry with locally made jam. So that's kind of the bigger vision is, yes, we want to be able to take what we have available that's in a bounty in our valley and in the area and preserve it and save it and so that folks can eat it.
And so it sounds like you are then collaborating with other like nonprofits in the area that are working to get that food distributed throughout the valley.
Yeah, we pretty much work with anybody we can. We have a good partnership with the School to Farm Project and their Mancus School Garden, and work with all the nonprofits. Anywhere there's an overlap, we're willing to collaborate and participate and pool resources because that's what we're good at around here.
So talk to me a little bit about the timeline. So you're currently fundraising to help get this started, the pantry built out and the kitchen built out?
Yeah, we're fundraising right now to raise all the money and the materials and the donations to do the build at the Grange. And the timeline is a little bit indefinite. We are hoping that our fundraiser is wrapped up relatively soon in the next week or two. And the ultimate goal is that the build is completed before winter.
So starting once the build is complete, if people have excess food they want to donate out of their gardens or, you know, just financially want to donate, then they can start coming to Mount Lookout Grange and donating food?
Yes. Then we would have space for food to be donated anytime. Currently, we can definitely take the financial donations, but the food donations, we can take food donations the third Thursday of the month when we do our distributions. And once we have the storage, we'd be able to be way more flexible with when we accept food.
And so if people want to get more information about Mangus Food Share, where can they go?
So we have a Facebook page. We also have a website at mangusfoodshare.com. Folks can call me at 509-830-4380. And if people are interested in making donations for the build at the Grange or donations directly to Mangus Food Share, there is a donate button on our website. And they can also send checks directly to Mangus Food Share, care of Mangus Valley Resources, P.O. Box 204 in Mangus.
And would that donation be a tax deductible?
Yes, absolutely. Those are all tax deductible donations.
Gretchen, thank you so much for coming on. It's a great project that you guys are working on. That was Gretchen Grunke talking about the Mangus Food Share project going on. Tune in next month for another edition of the Big Fat Farm Show. I'm your host, Kelly Pettigen. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being part of the local food revolution.